This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey everybody, welcome to this recap episode where I discuss the most important points from my interview with Damian Strohmeyer. He is a former Sports Illustrated staff photographer turned freelance photographer, and it was so interesting hearing about his journey in the freelance world. It was an awesome interview. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend that you go do so. You can listen to this recap episode first, and then you can listen to the actual interview. Or you can listen to the actual interview and then you can come back and listen to this recap episode. Whichever way you want to do it, go listen to the interview. It is awesome. We touched on a ton of good points. So today I'm going to give a recap of what I felt were the most important points for you and your photography business. This really helps to make sense of all of the stuff that we talk about in these interviews because we talk about quite a bit of information. So I just want to give you a quick distillation of that interview. Let's get to it. So one thing that Damian mentioned was that getting people face to face is huge. It's so important to have people skills these days. And this really stood out to me because everything seems to be digital. Everything is online. Social media is huge. Facebook, Instagram. And what I'm seeing a lot of photographers do is post photos online and then wait for the clients to roll in. And that does not happen. Definitely doesn't happen. I tried it. Trust me. Not saying that you shouldn't be posting photos on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, because you absolutely should. Regularly, in fact. You should also be posting on your website. But we cannot forget that there is power in having face-to-face interactions with people. And so that involves getting away from the computer and going out and networking, which I'm not crazy about the word networking. It's kind of cliche, but it's so true. Case in point example, I just moved to a new city and what I'm finding is that every time I go out to a networking event, I come back with business cards because my primary focus right now is businesses in Port Huron. I come back with business cards from people who say, "Hey, you're a photographer? Our business could use you," or, "Hey, we need you to do headshots for our office," or, "Hey, we need interior shots of our office." And I'm just amazed because this happens every single time I go out and network. Now, I'm an introvert, okay? So a lot of times it's much easier for me to stay at home on the couch with some gluten-free tortillas and veg out and eat and, you know, just to stay within my comfort zone. But it's those times I really work to get out of my comfort zone that I really make connections. I'm also posting online and, you know, on Facebook, people like the photos and they'll comment and whatnot. But I find that meeting with people face to face really accelerates that process when they can actually interact with you. And another thing I'm finding as far as the face to face meetings is that a lot of times when you meet someone face to face, the first time you meet them, they're not necessarily going to sign up to be your client. It actually takes, I can't remember what the average number of times it is that someone has to interact with you, but it's definitely more than one. For me, it seems like the average is probably anywhere from 3 to 7, where people have to get to know me first, and then they get to know my personality. And then as we keep seeing each other at these networking events, and for me, it's the Chamber of Commerce. So I keep seeing these businesses at the Chamber of Commerce events, and we get to know each other. And then finally, over time, they get comfortable enough to ask about my services for them. So I can't stress to you enough how important it is that you get out and interact with people face to face, even if you're nervous, even if it feels awkward. Go out and do it anyway. You have to practice. That's how we get better. It helps to know what you're going to say. Be prepared for questions when people ask you, what do you do? You have to have a reply, a nice quick reply to that. And you also have to remember that when you're networking with people or getting to know people, you also don't want to always talk all about you. You have to be a good listener. You have to learn to get to know your client, because ultimately, the more you learn about that person, the more you can better serve them if they do hire you for a session. So face-to-face, that's huge. Number two, Damien mentioned that you should not take your past clients for granted. You need to keep in touch with them. When I first started, it was, for me, one client to the next. I was focused on getting new business, which makes sense when you're trying to pay the bills, right? You think, I need more and more clients. But one of my huge mistakes was actually letting my clients kind of fall to the wayside or ignoring them after a shoot was done. And, you know, I'd send them a link to their online gallery and get them ordered with print, you know, all that good stuff, getting them set up with prints, and they were happy. But after that interaction was done, I just moved on to the next client. And they fell into the background, and I would not reach out to them again because I was so focused on new clients. Such a mistake. Your past clients have spent money on you. They've interacted with you. If you've done a good job, they like working with you. And any customer in any industry that has spent money on a service, they're more likely to go back to that service. And so in your case, these past clients are so likely to recommend you to someone else, or they're so likely to use you again the next time they need a photographer because they already know you. And so ignoring your past clients is essentially leaving money on the table. Do not take them for granted. Take steps to reach out to them. This can be through email from clients that you haven't heard from in a while. Reach out to them. Send them an email saying, hey, you know, how's it going? What are you up to? Or you could send them a quick case study of the work that you're currently doing, or, you know, kind of a, hey, this is what I'm up to type of newsletter, so that they see that you're actively doing photography and you're not trying to sell them on anything. You're just kind of saying, hey, you're popping in and you're like, hey, look at this cool project I'm working on. You can send them cards. You can send them holiday cards. Damien likes to send cards that are aesthetically pleasing, so a nice photo on them of his work. And then he likes to have his name on that card, his logo, his information, so that they are reminded of him. And hey, by the way, his information is right there if they want to reach out to them. So I want you to really think about how you can keep in touch with your past clients. It's easier to get a past client to spend money on you than it is to get a new client to, you know, spend money on you as far as booking you for a session. So think about that. That's so important. I'm still kicking myself for not having started to do this sooner. And then number three, I want to make the point that you can't do it all with your photography business. When you're running a business, a photography business, most of your time is not spent making photos. I know it's a hard truth, but it's true. I've heard past people on the show say that it's 20% shooting with your camera and then 80% business stuff. So marketing and dealing with numbers. And so you can't do it all. Damien recommends that you save yourself for your creative work. And this means hiring people to help you with the things that you're not strong at. This can save you time. It can help you earn more money in the long run. So this can involve hiring an assistant to do some of the office work that you don't want to do. This involves hiring a bookkeeper, which I highly recommend. This can involve someone to help you with marketing your businesses or with marketing your business to get new clients. And the thing is, I know it's hard when you're first trying to pay your bills and you wonder, how can I justify paying someone to help with my business when I can barely pay my bills? Now, I'm not saying ignore your bills, absolutely pay your bills, but I want you to think about this. When you hire someone to help you with your business, they're helping you be that much more productive, which means that in the long run, you will actually be making more money if you hire the right person, if you do it right. Outsourcing can help free you up to be more creative with taking photos so that you don't have to worry about certain things that you are absolutely horrible at, be it marketing or bookkeeping, or things that take up too much of your time, because people outsource editing as well. And it's not that they're bad at it, it's just that it takes forever, especially with wedding photographers. A lot of times they will hire retouchers, which is totally fine. And those retouchers can learn your style as well if you're worried about those photos not having your signature style. So if you consider ways where you can outsource things, it'll free you up to take more photos. And in the long run, it'll also help you make more money if you do it right. So think about that. And how awesome is that, right? Having more time to do what you love, take photos, and make more money? Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you got at least one idea or concept that you can move on and apply to your photography business this week. I will talk to you all next time. Go out and build the photography business of your dreams. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.